Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 257 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 12th is select a habit you engage in to make someone happy, even though you do not want to do it, and it is not necessarily beneficial. How can you make a change to be yourself and stop pretending to be something you're not just to make someone happy? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Choosing to make someone else happy, even though it doesn't align with the principles of our integrity and is not necessarily best for the other person in the long run, falls under what Stephen Covey calls the lose-win paradigm of human interaction. In fact, Covey describes six different paradigms of human interaction that can help us as we seek peace and fulfillment by discovering our purpose and giving away our gifts and abilities. The first paradigm of human interaction described by Covey is the win-win paradigm. This frame of mind seeks mutual benefit. All parties feel good about the decision and are committed to the action plan. It says it's not my way or your way, it's a better way, a higher way. The second paradigm of human interaction is the win-lose mentality. This is the authoritarian approach that says if I win, then you lose. Win-lose people are prone to use position, power, credentials, possessions, or personality to get their way. The third paradigm of human interaction is the lose-win perspective. It has no standards, demands, expectations, or vision. People who think lose-win are usually quick to please or appease. They seek strength from popularity or acceptance, and they have little courage to express their own feelings and convictions, and are easily intimidated by the ego strength of others. The fourth paradigm of human interaction is the lose-lose philosophy. This takes place when two determined, stubborn, ego-invested individuals interact. When a person becomes blind to everything except their desire for the other person to lose, even if it means losing themselves, then it becomes a lose-lose situation. The fifth paradigm of human interaction is the win paradigm. People with this mentality don't necessarily want someone else to lose. They are only concerned that they get what they want. A person with the win mentality thinks in terms of securing his own ends and leaving it to others to secure theirs. The sixth and final paradigm of human interaction is the win-win or no-deal mindset. This means if we can't find a solution that would benefit both sides, then we agree to disagree agreeably, and there is no deal. This can only take place at the beginning of a project or relationship, and when both sides have the option to walk away. It is the most synergetic solution, but it's not always possible when working with students and athletes who we may not have the option to part ways with. Today's challenge focuses on the lose-win paradigm and trying to make others happy. Sometimes it comes from a source of frustration and just not wanting to deal with a situation anymore. I know I've experienced that as both a teacher and a coach. It's giving up and saying, fine, just do what you want as long as you stop bothering me. But there are two big issues with choosing the lose-win mentality. Number one is that when we do this, we are not doing what's best for the kids we work with in the long run. We may be giving them what they want in the short term, but not what they need in the long term. Now, this doesn't mean we have to swing to the opposite end of the spectrum and employ an authoritarian approach that makes sure we are in power but doesn't help the kids we are working with. And the second big issue is that when we give in and use the lose-win approach, we are shying away from being our true self. We are not just giving in to others. We are giving up on ourselves. We are moving away from our true potential, and we are not living with purpose and impact. So how about you? Is there a habit you engage in to make someone happy, even though you don't want to do it and it's not necessarily beneficial? How can you make a change to be yourself and stop pretending to be something you're not just to make someone happy? Maybe the lose-win paradigm of human interaction is not an issue for you. Maybe it's one of the other paradigms you are struggling with from your own point of view, or in a relationship with someone else. But remember, as we look at these different paradigms, we want to continue to seek peace and fulfillment. Peace comes from our quest to live our purpose, and fulfillment comes from sharing our gifts and abilities with the rest of the world. Focusing on this fundamental of success will help us increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.